Your workout of the day is ice cream and jelly. We have 5 rounds. Each of them are for time. A round consists of 20 by 8 meter shuttle runs, 6 or 500 meter bike, and then 20 by 8 meter shuttle runs. We're going to go a new round every 8 minutes.
Here, this is it's so many shuttle runs.
Isn't it?
20 by 8. So,
one is over.
Yeah, and two is back.
Two is back. So, in the full like shuttle run, the way we think of it, maybe it's like 10 laps.
10 laps, yeah. That's not nothing, is it?
Not nothing.
And you do that twice in the same round.
In the same round, and you get bike in the middle.
You get bike in the middle. I was giggling as you read out this workout, because it's called Ice Cream and Jelly. And I named it that because your legs are going to be like jelly. Like, as soon as you get off the bike in the first round, and it won't really move from there. And I'm trying to come up with a real clever reason as to the ice cream thing, but literally ice cream and jelly was my favorite dessert as a kid. So whenever I think of jelly, I think of ice cream and jelly.
Yeah. Well, maybe ice cream is all the fitness thing.
Ice cream is all the fitness, yeah. Here, what's the way to approach this today?
Really quickly.
Really quickly.
Yeah, we got to go fast. So there are a few things in here for us. We get to work on our Bronco, the turns on the Bronco, which is the skill.
Yes.
The stop and then the go off the line. And we get to do a lot of times. So there is that repetition on that acceleration off the line piece. Mm-hmm. But there is also, like, we run, get the heart rate up, and then get on the bike. And then you said legs jelly when we get off, and we have to go find speed again. Yeah. And that's what we're working on. We're trying to mimic that round 4 or 5 of the Bronco when the legs are going to be heavy, heart rate's up, and we still have to find speed. So we have to go fast from the start. Like, let's not miss a round. No warm-up rounds today. They're all work.
Yeah, they're all work. Thinking, like, from an athletic point of view, when you're doing shuttle runs and the legs are feeling heavy, what are you trying to get the body to do? You know, whenever we think of wall balls, it's like, right, can I keep my heels down? Can I make sure my hips are moving back first? Can my knees stay out? There's all those little things. But whenever we do shuttle runs, we typically just think of faster.
Yeah, like run.
Yeah, run. But like, we know that turns into a shuffle. So how can we think about what the body's doing in order to keep us moving really well today?
Yeah, okay, good question. I think, first of all, we'd like to be like bullet in the chamber, ready to go on every turn.
Yeah.
So if what tends to happen on a Bronco, people do a big long turn, so they kind of turn like they're a ship.
Yeah.
And they do a big loop, and then they end up, instead of doing 1.2 kilometers, they do 1.4. It's the turn at the end. Yeah. They're almost in a circle.
Yeah.
So what you really want is to be able to get to the end and do a sharp about turn, 180 on the balls of the feet. The heels just swing around, ball the foot on the ground, so that we're pointing everything square onto the next line. We can just drive out from from like a sprinter start almost. So we're trying to get that sharp turn. That's the skill of it. But then once we've turned, like that sprinter start, we use it because the tissues in the posterior chain are all loaded up, tissues in the quad are all loaded up, and it's kind of like when you hit the bottom of the squat, you're loaded and then you drive out.
Yeah.
So I really want to focus on that lower body drive after every single turn. The first couple of steps probably will get us up to acceleration, and then we can drift to the slow down, turn, accelerate again. And I think if you like think about your lunges and your squats and how the body works, like apply that power as much as possible to each acceleration off the line.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, even just off air, because we talk about these things. But like the first 3 steps, whenever we do this, and you programmed it one time where it was just sprint starts, and it was all about the first 3 steps. I'm not very tall. I don't have long legs particularly either, but I can cover most of the 8 meters in 3 steps. Like, not all of it, but I put effort into 3. So it's 2 on one leg, 1 on the other, and I'm almost there. And then it's a slow down turn to go again. And that's how I found in the past, I've got both really good scores, but really good results from doing shuttle runs like this. And that's what makes me excited about the Bronco, because I know I can do that really well. And I know that my people have been, part of me, practicing that as well. So that's really exciting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, talk to the lads in Selbridge who did their baseline test last week.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did it go? The turns.
And you look at Shifo, like, Shifo can turn on a dime.
Yeah.
And he got a whopper score.
He absolutely got a whopper score. He was 4 something.
4.46.
Yeah.
Which, like, the All Blacks, their forwards have to get under 5:30 and their backs have to get under 5 minutes. So that's the level he's at. He's like technically fit enough to be a professional rugby player. Don't know if he can catch and pass the ball the right way, but technically fit enough.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when you think about the fitness side of it, like the building the capacity for that test, whenever we do sprint sessions, don't like a lot of 200 meter, 100 meter, 400 meter sessions with people trying to build fitness through those high intensity sprint repeats. And the difficulty is, say if you've got 8 200s to do, like running a max effort 200 and then 2 minutes later maintaining your pace. We give everybody like a 2 second, no slower than 2 seconds of your first repeat as a goal. And normally people go a bit faster for a few and then they even off and then they get real slow.
Yeah.
And fighting for no slower than 2 seconds of your first rep is the murder, and that's where the fitness comes from. And I would say this is the mentality we need for this. Like, empty the tank on your first one. You got 4 minutes off, and then you have to go and find a similar or better time on the next round. And then repeat. And then repeat. And that's where we get game-changing cardio.